Johnston said that to ensure your family knows where to go if they must evacuate for some reason, always remember your family and your health and safety should always come first. Remember that there may be a time when you are the victim. There may be a time when you must turn down a request for assistance because you must take care of your family first. Ask if you can be put in a slot later down the roster to allow time to get your family to safety or have everything settled to ensure your family is cared for before deployment, said Johnston. ARRL recognizes the tremendous work ham radio volunteers put into serving their communities. If your mind is not on the mission, you may be putting yourself and others at risk. Therefore, you should ensure your family's well-being before, during, and after a major event, Johnson continued. Learn more how to become an ARES volunteer on the ARRL website, and you can learn more about how to keep your family safe at ARRL.org. The ARRL September VHF contest will be held September 14th through the 16th from 1800 UTC on Saturday through 0259 UTC on Monday. All amateur frequencies above 50 MHz may be used. The second weekend of the ARRL 10 GHz and up contest will be held the weekend of September 21st to the 23rd from 0900 UTC Saturday through 0759 UTC Monday, and any amateur band from 10 GHz through the light might be used. The VHF Fall Sprints, a series of single-band mini-contests sponsored by the Mount Airy VHF Club, will be held Tuesday, September 7th for 222 MHz, on Wednesday, September 25th for 432 MHz, and on Saturday, October 5th, 902 MHz and above. And for more information, you can visit ARRL.org/September-VHF. Remember, U.S. amateurs of all licensed classes may participate in these events. And with the change in the seasons, condition may be ripe for enhanced propagation on the VHF and UHF bands. ARRL contest program manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, said cool nights and warm days create some unexpected propagation, especially near waterways and coastal areas. Tropospheric ducting is a primary form of propagation in the late summer and early fall. We may also see a little sporadic E, meteor scatter, or even aurora if we are lucky, said Bork. With good conditions, stations hundreds of miles away can be worked on 6 meters and up.